And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Hi, this is Tawny Alvarez with VeralDana. Last week, we began with a few tips on how to appropriately respond to an OSHA audit. This week, we will provide you with a few more. After verifying the identity of the inspector, ensure that the individual inspector is wearing appropriate safety gear for your establishment during the course of the audit. Next, make sure that records that may be needed by the inspector are easily accessible. Best practices, as far as document retention, can come in handy during any audit, whether Department of Transportation, Department of Labor, or OSHA. But make sure that the inspector is comfortable, but not too comfortable. Provide him or her with a room or area to perform the audit and interview employees if necessary. Finally, correct safety hazards that are pointed out by the inspection. You do not have to wait until an official citation to correct these hazards, and correcting hazards not formally cited does not imply guilt, but instead enhances employee safety. Contact a member of Veral Dana's Labor and Employment Practice Group if you'd like to discuss more.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.